68-year-old. Now, the name of the patient is Ludwina. Is the first name L U, like in uniform, D like in Delta, W like in whiskey, I like in India, N like in November, A like in Alpha. The last name is Ornedo, H like in hotel, O R N E D O. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old Puerto Rican female that was referred by Dr. Domenech, D-O-M-E-N-E-C-H, for evaluation for polycystic kidney disease and kidney disease associated to it, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is treated with the administration of amlodipine, 10 milligrams every day, benazepril, 40 milligrams daily, and propranolol, 20 milligrams every day. The polycystic kidney disease has been approached with metformin, 500 milligrams. Period. There is no history of polycystic kidney disease. In her family, according to what the patient refers, the father died from a stroke. She also gives history of kidney stones. Unfortunately, we don't have any imaging related to the kidneys. When she was first diagnosed, she was living in Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, Georgia. And she was seen by a nephrologist. And he has all the information, period. We are going to sign the release for the treating doctors in order to get a better idea of the past history, period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on January 9th of 2024, serum creatinine 1.2, the BUN19, and the estimated GFR is 50 mL per minute. The albumin creatinine ratio is 175. She has a positive selective proteinuria. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis or protein creatinine in the urine, and we are going to order this laboratory test. In order to assess the polycystic kidney, we're going to order a abdominal CT scan in order to measure the volume of the kidneys, and we will be able to rule out the possibility of kidney stones at the same time. The patient was ordered a head CT scan by the doctors in Orlando, however, has not been performed. The patient is asymptomatic. The patient is with aches and pains in different parts of the body. She has a very special diet because intolerance, she doesn't use any vegetables, any fruit, and it's very difficult to persuade the patient to change the diet because she's not receptive to the change, to the changes. In the dietetic history, she likes mashed potatoes, rice, beans, bread with a mayonnaise. Arterial hypertension that has been treated with the medications mentioned above, the blood pressure reading at home are normal. Today, in the office, the blood pressure is 158/92. And she has lab coat syndrome. We are asking the patient to get a blood pressure log at home and bring it for the next visit. Following number, the patient has a significant elevation of the cholesterol that has been present for more than 2 years. The latest determination was on January the 9th, 2024, 376. HDL is 53, and the triglycerides are 382. The LDL is 258. There is a family history on the mother's side that is with a significant cholesterol. The patient is unable to tolerate the statins, and I think that this patient should be referred to the cardiologist. I suggest Dr. Raymond Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, for the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, and evaluation from the cardiovascular point of view. Following number, the patient has Barrett's esophagus. She has had endoscopies on a yearly basis. She is intolerant of every kind of food. She has a persistent diarrhea. Whether or not the diarrhea is related to the metformin is unknown. I am asking the patient to hold the metformin at least for a week and try to establish a correlation between diarrhea and metformin. The patient is CKD3A, and it's most likely related to the polycystic kidney disease, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, aging process. Following number obesity, BMI 34. Basic laboratory workup was ordered. I am going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks. I want to thank Dr. Domenech for the kind referral. I'll keep her posted of the progress.